Anyway, I had to go to County Lockup, 30 days, and I got out. And my friends, like any good military friend should do, said, "You want to like pay rent or get food? No, let's throw a party and invite whores and have a gangbang."
Hey, welcome back to Four for the Road, everybody. I am your host, Snafu, and I'm here again with Drifter. I promised you last week that we would do this, and here it is. We're doing it. We're getting back at it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
The family's not so happy because my office isn't set up yet, so we're doing this in the kitchen, but they'll get over it.
It's free food.
Man, can't be mad at that. So, hey, you were telling me about a young man who is pursuing his journey in your club. What do you call those?
Prospects.
Prospects. That's right. And every prospect needs a
plan, money, help, medication.
I quit.
I get it now.
This is it. Yes, a sponsor. But what is a sponsor though? Like to you, what does it mean to be, because you are this young man's sponsor.
Yeah.
So as a sponsor, what does that mean to you?
So a sponsor is the link between the guy who wants to.
I'm sorry, I forgot to put my dog out for this. So he's not rubbing my thigh. Come here. I just want to prove to everybody. This is my dog. It's not. Come on. He's going to tell everybody what a sponsor is. You come here.
So a sponsor is the link between the prospect and the club. So the prospect has questions, concerns, whatever. He can go through his sponsor to the club. And the other way around. The club has specific requirements. They want to know things. They come through the sponsor to the prospect.
So what should a prospect expect from his sponsor? Because there's expectations, I think, on both sides. Well, let's get yours out of the way. What are your expectations of one of your prospects?
A willingness to learn, a willingness to be there. Because you're trying to earn, the prospect is trying to earn their way into this club, which is like a family at this level. Right? So you gotta show me that. And above all of that, honesty.
Ooh, that's a big one.
You know, so if you fuck up, let your sponsor know.
Yeah.
Then your sponsor can work with you.
Yeah.
They can't fix something they don't know about. You can't learn from something that you're trying to keep hidden, and it will always come back and bite you in the ass.
Dude, and it's weird that
I'm not saying that I right now I'm a sponsor, so let me just put this out right now. What we're talking about doesn't necessarily apply. My prospect's fucking awesome. I don't have to do shit with this guy.
Fuck you, prospect. I'm just playing. Don't ever call another club's prospect a prospect.
That ain't your prospect.
It's not your fucking prospect. What's his name? Can you tell me his name?
We probably shouldn't.
We'll call him Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay? Prospect Nathaniel.
Fuck you, Nathaniel.
What's your name?
Downey.
What you Downey?
What's your name? No, we did it last week. We're not doing it this week.
Oh.
We're going to be.
You shot your mouth off. We're going to cut the episode.
I remember vividly what you said, sir.
Prove it.
I have it.
No, you don't.
I do.
God damn it.
Fuck with me.
All right. So, yeah.
So, back on topic.
Gotta have that. So this topic, this show is about the relationship between a prospect and a sponsor.
Yes.
And what that should look like, what it can look like, and what it should not look like.
Yes. So it's my, and I've had this view for a long time, and luckily the chapter that I prospected for had the same kind of mentality in the sense that, yes, my sponsor is a very important piece of my journey. However,
the rearing of the prospect is not left up just to the sponsor. Yes, the rearing.
The rearing.
No, we're not.
That's a big old $3 word you're throwing. Listen, okay, I get it. Right.
The raising of a prospect
okay.
is not just the sponsor's job, right? It takes a village because because one, we're like we all come from different backgrounds. Like I don't think there's very many clubs or chapters of larger clubs where everybody comes from that area and everybody kind of thinks the same way and has the same background. That would be fucking terrible. You wouldn't need a motorcycle club, you know what I mean? Exactly. But because everybody has these different backgrounds, these different life experiences, you know, that to me is what makes being raised by the village so much more important than just by one guy. Because even though, you know, like your sponsor could be the most amazing, like husband, brother, fuck you. But I mean, you know, your sponsor could be, you know, or the sponsor in question could be the most amazing husband, brother, father, son, club guy to ever walk this earth. But he's still just going to be another, like that prospect is just going to be a little that one. Right. And
yeah, not very well rounded.
Not very well rounded at all. Yeah. Right. And I spent a lot of time with everybody in my chapter as a prospect. And I was able to learn from all of them. I was able to learn just righteousness and not to forget why I'm doing it and where I'm coming from and where I'm going from my sponsor, who I call Angel in my writings. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and it wasn't even just dudes in my chapter that I was learning from. You know, I'd be with guys from other chapters, like Pitcher is another great one who's just like, hey man, like I hurt when my brother's hurt. I'm happy when my brothers are happy and I ride the fuck out of my motorcycle. Right. And I, you know, just keep it simple. Keep it low down there. And then Pomade, you know, I learned from him to just like, hey man, don't forget to party and have a good time. Cause you can get wrapped up in the politics.
Yeah. Cause you guys forget that part all the time. Yeah. You totally forget about partying and have a good time.
Hey man, I'm just saying, I ain't never had a bad time around one of my brothers. You know what I mean? So I
agree 100%. You've got to get those experiences and those stories and those life lessons from not just your chapter, but the whole club. And plus, this is your future family.
Yeah.
You got to know these guys, and they got to know you.
100%. And so I write about this in my prospect pillars. It's like a 6-day adventure. Because I have three pillars, and I try to tell it from the sponsor side or the club side and the prospect side as well, which is education, service, and unclehood, right? Because you could have brotherhood, right? But if you're married and you have kids or whatever, you're in a committed relationship, whatever, you could trust me all day long. Does your old lady trust me to make sure that you get home safe?
Yeah.
Does she trust me that, you know, God forbid anything happens, I'm there to help?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just going to turn my back and walk away? And that's why I think unclehood is important, because your family has to know, in my opinion, when I walk out that door or when you walk out that door and you're going to go meet up with Snafu or Angel or Pitch or whoever, that they're going to make sure that you stay between the ditches. You know, you're making good decisions and you're going to get home safe to those people who also love and cherish you. You know what I mean? So that building bonds, that's not only on the prospect, you know what I mean? That's also on the club, which I think sometimes gets overlooked.
So what's the difference between the relationship a prospect has with a sponsor and the relationship he would have with another patch holder in that chapter?
I think there is a difference there. I think that a prospect is more likely to be more vulnerable with his sponsor. Whether it's he fucked up or he's got a question about something, he knows he can go there. But if he's going through something, you know, I think he's going to be more willing to reach out to his sponsor than anybody else. you know, kind of as an example, like I did. I had a couple of deaths, and one of them really fucking got to me. And I'm not going to tell the whole story because that's kind of special to me, and that's something that I want to keep to myself. But my sponsor was there. At the end of the day, my sponsor was there, and he was there to guide me. He was there to keep me on track. He wouldn't let me feel sorry for myself that I lost somebody. But he would also understand that I'm grieving a loss, and he was there for me no matter what. It went from me checking in with him every day to him checking in with me because he wanted to make sure that I was okay.
Which leads right into the, what's a good sponsor like? What are they going to know? Well, they're going to know their prospect and what's going on in their life.
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of interviews, and if your club doesn't do it, I would recommend it. But I'm also not telling you how to be in your club.
So what do you mean by interview?
So I would sit down. I would have your prospects sit down with each brother in your chapter, and get to know them, you know, and like do an interview. Bring your book out. Bring your pen. Like, all right, hey, you know, like my first question all the time was, what's your middle name? I know your first and last name. What's your middle name? Because for some reason, everybody's always embarrassed of their middle name. I don't know why. I never understood that. But what's your middle name? That was always my first one. So I'd write their full name out. Like, all right, cool. And then I'd go through, like, you know, start to finish. And not start like, well, when did you start riding motorcycles? Fuck that. Where were you born? What's your mom and dad do? Do you come from a diverse family, you know, or were your biological parents still married? And I'd start from where you started.
Yeah.
Well, what got you into bikes? Okay, cool. You started riding here, you started doing this and that. Well, what got you into club life? What was so appealing about that? Why this club?
So you used, as a prospect, you used that interview as a way to facilitate you coming out of your shell and getting to know these men who are going to be your brothers.
Absolutely. And I think everybody feels this way about their chapter, and I fully support it. Fully support it. But I prospected for fucking mountains among men. Mm-hmm. I personally feel that these dudes are just they're not normal, typical men. Right? Like, they embody everything that's fucking good about what we perceive as a man and what we perceive as good brothers. They embody everything. And it was fucking intimidating. You know me, I don't shut the fuck up. and it was hard for me to strike up conversations with these dudes because I'm looking at these guys and be like, we're not the same. Like, you guys are way better than I am. Like, and you know, but my sponsor was he also I think he knew that I was intimidated by it a bit. And he would come up and be like, hey, did so-and-so tell you that he's doing this? I was like, no, I don't think he did. He's like, you should go ask him about it. Tell him I told you about it. Go ask him about it. And, you know, that's something that
we can connect on. Yeah, a good sponsor will do that. Will help a prospect come up with what I call a comm plan. So, like, you know, as a prospect, you need to get to know everybody. You got to check in with everybody. You got to talk to everybody. You got to go to their house. You got to meet their family. You got to find common interest outside of motorcycles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have a good comm plan.
I like beer. Whiskey.
Okay, that'll work.
Whiskey's pretty cool, too.
If that's what it takes, man.
I smoke Camels.
So it sounds like you had a good comm plan, you know, where it was a scheduled where you would talk to guys, meet guys, and then get yourself out of the shell and start talking to them.
Dude, I did. So, I'm lucky enough to where, like, I have, like, an office now, and I'm on a whiteboard, and I can put whatever the fuck I want to on that whiteboard, you know? And that's a big deal in the military, fellas. But I finally made it, baby. Just the first one. So I'm scatterbrained as shit, and I forget a ton of things, right? So I came up with, like, little mnemonic devices for everybody's name, so that way I'm not, like, because I still want to keep, like, my work and the club stuff separate. So I came up with little mnemonic devices and I broke it down by day. Like, hey, did I spoke to this person today? Did I call this person today?
Yeah.
You know, this person has my phone number blocked because he doesn't talk to prospects. I'm just playing.
Well, there are brothers that are like that.
And you know what? More power to them. Make that prospect work, baby. Yeah. Make him work.
Come over the house and talk to me.
Yes. It's hard to do when he won't give you his head. I had a schedule. Like, all right, cool. Like, these are the people I hit up on Monday, Tuesday, so on and so forth.
So if you're out there and you're a prospect, make sure you have a good comm plan.
Yeah, it definitely helps. And dude, just be genuine and don't be that motherfucker. And I mean that with every ounce of disrespect. Don't be that motherfucker that just blasts off a text message. Oh, hey, just checking in.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Fuck you, dude. Like, yeah. I hope I get a prospect like that one day. I don't. Oh, you checking in? Come see me. Where are you at? Find me. I'm going to send him a picture of a bar top.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to earn your way into a family. So make it personal.
Be genuine.
Yeah. And it's hard. Hey, I get it, man. Especially for you introvert guys. You know, you got to call this guy up. You've met him a few times. Or you know him. You've only known him for a few months now. And here you got to call this guy up and you just got to start the conversation. He could be a grumpy old fart. And a lot of them are. How do you talk to this guy? Well, you got to find the common interest.
Well, that or you find what they're passionate about.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I got a friend of mine and I'm sure they are just fucking sick of hearing about motorcycles or how much I fucking love my brothers. Because that's all I talk about. And that's what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about my club. I believe in what my club stands for. I absolutely adore my brothers. And all they hear about is like, my kids are doing this in school and I'm very proud of them. My wife is absolutely crushing it at her job. I'm extremely proud of her. And I got I rode the shit out of my motorcycle and I rode it with my brothers and holy shit, do I love my brothers. Like, they make me a better person. They make me a better man, a better husband, a better father. And I'm like, cool, dude.
Yeah, we're all like that.
Yeah.
So what? Ain't special.
But it is, you know what I mean? Because I believe a lot of civilians got 6 p.m. friends. And I got 3 a.m. brothers. And what I mean by that is a lot of civilian friends, they got friends they consider they're like best friends. And you can call those people up to like 6 o'clock at night. And, you know, that's about the time they're starting to wind down, get ready for dinner, start their nighttime routine.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably not good for anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
I got brothers I know I'd call at 3 a.m. and I can hear them, you know. It's an over the top example, right? Because like I know we spoke a little bit last week about like violence and stuff like that, and that's absolutely not a fucking common thing in the culture, right? It's a possible thing.
Protocols in place to prevent that.
Exactly. Which is why you need to follow fucking protocol. But, you know, it's a violent example, but, you know, it is. It's just to express the caliber of men that I have. My 3 a.m. brothers, I can call and you can hear them rolling out of bed, you know, clipping their sidearm on, picking up a shovel because they don't know what the fuck they're getting into. This is my brother needs me. I'm fucking there. You know? And yeah, what if it is just a talk? You know, I know that, you know, what I'm trying to get at is I know no matter fucking what, my brothers have my back just like I have their back. And that's not always a fight. It could be an emotional fucking battle that they're fighting, you know, because let's face it, a lot of us are veterans and a lot of us carry a lot of fucking demons with us from our time in service. So you could be that brother, you know, I could need some help and I know my brothers are going to fucking pick up the phone when I call.
Mm-hmm.
I could be in a bad spot because I went and ran my fucking mouth. My brothers are going to help me de-escalate that situation and get me out of there. You know, or I fucking broke down. You know,
maybe you just need to talk.
Maybe I'm just lonely and need to talk.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, kind of going back to what I said last week too, is like, that's how you know you did the prospect period right. is you ran him through the fucking ringer to see what kind of man he is. And he also knows that when he needed that help, he knows what kind of man you are. When he called on you and says, hey, man, I'm getting ran through the fucking ringer and I need help.
So getting back to the relationship between the prospect and the sponsor. For a prospect, that should be your very first call. You got a question, you got a concern, something's going on in your life. And that's the other thing as a prospect. Don't hide what's going on in your life. You know, you're changing jobs, you're going through a divorce, you whatever the case may be, let your sponsor know.
Yeah.
So that the club knows, so that it can help. And you know, you have a problem, you get in trouble. Your sponsor. Because you may think it's the most horrible, worst thing ever, but I promise you, somebody else has gone through it, and we've all worked through it. They can help.
Did I already tell the story about what Angel did for me when I lost a friend?
Yes.
I did?
Yes.
On the show?
Yes.
Okay.
You're losing.
I've been drinking.
A little bit. So.
We good.
But sponsors.
Sponsors.
That's your prospect. That's your responsibility. So you got to make sure he's informed. Don't let him find out this protocol or this guy's issues or that guy's issues on his own. So you got a big event coming. You know, some of your brothers are grumpy ass fuckers. It happens. Let your prospect know so that he's there and able to handle these things.
Sometimes, though, it's kind of funny.
It is funny, but... there's a difference. There's degrees here, okay? I once told a prospect to walk up to a brother who's very conscious of what's going on around him. Basically, if you want to know something that's happening in the world, this guy knows, right? Okay. And he will find out shit left and right. But anyway... So he's very conscious about who's talking to him and how they're talking to him, what's going on. So I told a prospect to go up there and we have to get signatures. Prospects have to get signatures for certain things, right? That he had to take his card and throw it at this brother and say, sign my shit right now. He had to say it in that tone of voice. He did it.
Is he alive?
Well, it was funny as shit because the brother in question immediately, it was beautiful. We saw his face. It immediately went to like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Oh, wait. Somebody put you up to that. Who fucking did? Drifter, where the fuck are you?
So,
yeah. But yeah, there's degrees.
There is. And there's a, and I had, and it wasn't my sponsor that did this for me, right? Because, like I said, it takes a village. I had another one of my brothers. Well, I was going through the prospects period, one of my prospective brothers, one of my patchwork. He pointed out this one gentleman and he was like, hey, you see that guy? Yeah. And he kind of gave me the lowdown on him. So I knew how to act accordingly because he has that member, that brother, right? And I mean that, I say capital B brother. He will dress a prospect up and fucking down in front of people. No prospect killer. Problem. But what I love about why he does it, right? Because I've never been a big fan of like kind of getting on people in public.
Sure. Me either.
He will make a spectacle of it. One, his brothers can get a laugh. Because it's kind of funny. That prospect learns, though, right? And why I'm a big fan of how he does this, though, is he always ends it with a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know he's winding down is because he'll be like, all right, this is what I wanted you to get from this. Right? He said, I have different, we'll say interests, right? I don't want to put my brother's business out there. And he's like, well, I have different interests than many of my other brothers do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other brothers in this club that are just like me. So don't ever fucking just assume that somebody, whether it's like wants a drink, wants a smoke, wants fucking whatever, right? Because like, we'll say, for example, he's a sober guy. Don't just assume somebody wants a beer. Because what if that sober guy is fighting for his fucking life right now?
Mm-hmm.
All he wants is a fucking drink, but he's trying to stay sober. And his prospect comes up, makes it real easy. Hey, so-and-so, can I get you a beer? What kind of beer can I get you?
You got to set your prospect up for success.
And it's right there. It's just, oh, dude, I really could fucking use a Miller. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now unknowingly, that prospect just ruined fucking how many years of sobriety for this man.
Sure.
You know, so, and that's the lesson that he wants to get out to people is like, hey, just because you assume doesn't mean it's right. You know what I mean? And it's pretty easy to assume in certain settings or certain clubs or certain whatever, certain areas, certain, you know, people are into certain things. Don't. I ain't like, it's no secret we live in Virginia. I'm not from Virginia. You're not from Virginia. We grew up around different shit. We have different interests than what people who were born and raised here have. Don't fucking assume things.
And so, sponsors, set your guys up for success. Let them know what's going on. You are the link. And you should be in the mindset of you want your prospect to succeed.
Yeah. Right?
You want him to eventually make it.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. And that's another thing is I don't feel that a lot of people want to see their prospects fail.
No. Now, if the guy's a shithead, then just get rid of him.
Yes. If he sucks, just get rid of him. Send him down the road. You know, there's going to be, you know, all of our journeys are filled with trials and tribulations. We've all made mistakes. We've all gotten into some shit and we had to learn from it and move on. You know, so don't just and don't just like write your prospect off when he fucked up, no matter like spectacularly as it could be. You know, don't just fucking write him off right there. Let's dig into it. Let's figure out like the circumstances that led up to it and be like, all right, cool. Well, is this something that I could have fixed because I didn't fucking educate him? Or, you know, is this just like, did he just screw the pooch and maybe he just needs some remedial training, we'll say.
So prospect needs a good comm plan. We got that established. Yep. What else is going to help a prospect succeed?
Dude, I'm a big fan of, and I watched one of my brothers do this while we were prospecting together. He would periodically pull, like we'd be at the clubhouse. He'd periodically ask full patches to go outside. And he'd check in with them from his own chapter. But he'd be like, hey, look, like I feel like I'm doing okay, but like, is there something that you could see that, is there something that you see that I could work on, that I could do better?
Mm-hmm.
Or something that maybe you're not necessarily comfortable with talking to me about. Because there's some things that like I wouldn't fucking tell a prospect. Like I ain't gonna tell a prospect how to live his life first off. Right. But if,
as so you're saying the brother would pull the prospect out.
No, I'm saying the prospect would ask a patch holder and be like, hey, excuse me, patch holder, could I steal you outside for a couple of minutes? I just want to pick your brain real quick. That's how he would do it. So like everybody's like, okay, cool, prospect just asks questions.
Okay.
But then it's that more personal conversation. Like, hey man, like I think I'm doing okay, but like, do you see something that I'm doing wrong? Or do you see something, an area of improvement that I'm not seeing so I could work on that, so I could be better? You know, and
yeah, I get it.
You know, he's a full patch now. You know what I mean? Hey, he made it. And I firmly believe it was those left and right corrections from everybody that helped him get there.
So we're a little different. If a full patch brother has issue, and I'm not talking major issue. Major issue is direct, you know, VFR. Hey, you fucking up.
Yeah.
But a little bit like, hey, I need to see more or I need to see less or whatever from the prospect. They really go through the sponsor. Because the sponsor needs to have that relationship with them. That's just how we do it. And other clubs do it differently. But the whole point is you need to have something in place, a prospect plan in place. So the guy's just not hanging in the wind or it's not getting whatever the sponsor thinks is important. It needs to be what's important to the club.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
100%. And I see that a lot as well. Is it starts off with, wait a minute, who's your sponsor? All right. Do they know, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And if they don't, it's like, hey, man, I'm going to give you 20 minutes to tell him. Or I am, but I'm not leaving this spot without him knowing.
Yeah, exactly. That's important.
Yeah. Because that also builds trust with your brothers. Like, more trust with your brothers. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, man, I saw your prospect doing this. We spoke about this. Did he bring this to your attention? Okay, cool.
And make no mistake, a club and a chapter is judged by their prospects.
1,000%.
When you're out in town, out the bar, whatever, at an event, if your prospects are fucking on point handling business and look like they're handling business, everybody's just going to assume, oh, well, that club or that chapter, they got it going on.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can bring that down smaller too to like clubs, like your chapter.
Yeah, you judge
based on how you prospect.
100%.
Because I can't tell you how many times my sponsors had to fucking be like, no, 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 it's okay. He's drinking. I promise. It's fine.
But, oh, yeah. That's another thing. I'm a firm believer in once your prospect is well on his way and it's all looking good, that you start giving him time off with the brothers. So, like, he's working an event. He's doing a prospect duty. He's doing great. Halfway through the night, say, hey, you know what? You're off duty now. Come hang with us. Sit down. Have a beer. Let's talk. What's going on?
It's also a test.
Yes.
No, we're talking about setting people up for success. That is a test.
No, it's a very important test. So you can start to see how this guy really is. Because right now, as a prospect, you're seeing somebody who wants something. Who is he when he doesn't want something, when he's just hanging out?
Yeah. No, very much. And I liken that a lot to, like, military stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm standing before the chief. You know, I'm going to conduct myself a certain way because I'm in front of the fucking chief or in front of my officer. I'm going to conduct myself a certain way. I'm going to try not to cuss so much. I'm going to try not to talk my hands as much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try to show them that respect and those courtesies. But it's kind of hard. And I think you kind of like have that in the back of your mind. The chief says, hey, man, just come sit down, relax. What's going on?
Yeah.
And then
you want to know the person.
How are you going to act? Yeah. Right. But also at the same time, like, yes, there is a time to be that fucking shut up, be seen, not heard robot prospect. There are absolutely going to be those times and you need to be there, be seen, shut the fuck up.
And a sponsor will let you know.
And yeah, absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. But there's also those times where, it's more going to be in private, whether it's either just you and the sponsor, just you and a couple of the brothers, or maybe it's just you and your chapter that are alone somewhere.
That's how I prefer it.
You know,
the whole chapter.
Hey, you know, fire some shots at the prospect. Let's see if see what kind of shit talk he's got. You know what I mean? See how he handles that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You gotta know the person, because we've all heard the horror stories. You know, the guy was a great hang around, great prospect, and then he got his patch and turned into an asshole.
Yep.
Well, how did he go wrong? Well, he didn't go wrong. You went wrong because you didn't get to know the person.
Well, let me turn that around.
Turn it around.
I mean, you could fake the funk for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, you're an NSW guy, right? For those of you who don't know, it's Navy Special Warfare.
So anyway.
He killed Bin Laden. No big deal.
I wrote a book
about killing Bin Laden firsthand. But like, you got guys, like, you've seen guys go through the training pipeline that they can fake the funk for a while, but eventually everything comes out in the wash. And yeah. I think that, you know, there are some strong-willed men out there that can fake the funk for a long fucking time, and that could put on this face and do all this, that, and a third, make it, and then be like, well, I don't have to fuck be that guy anymore. So I'm just going to, no, I'm not going to clean the clubhouse. No, I'm not going to fucking restock the clubhouse. No, you know, yeah, I'm going to stay sitting down when I give fucking so-and-so a hug or a handshake. And he's just looking at him like, what the fuck? Where was that? Like, that never happened while he was prospecting.
Exactly, because he was prospecting. That's why.
And
it's, I'm not saying that the guy would not be able to hide it, that those guys won't slip through. But yeah. What I'm saying is that it's much easier to see a guy like that if he's off duty.
100%. Yes. That's all I'm saying. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, I mean, you also, I mean, everybody needs a break too, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially like if you're prospecting for a larger club, you know, and you're going to be busy, you know, you got like state events and you got like area events and, you know, fucking, you got to ride to the other fucking, like, there's some clubs where like nationals will be held here and it is a required event. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit that you live in Maine. You're going to ride to fucking Mexico City, you know,
mandatories are a thing.
And that's a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Make sure your prospect knows about that. Some shit is non-negotiable. You know, I would be really upset if I saw a prospect hit every fucking bar night, right? He's out there, you know, fucking however many days that I'm out, he's out, And, you know, he's a good prospect there at the fucking bar. But then here comes time to ride to Nationals, wherever that will be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden he's got excuses why he can't come out, or, oh, I can't take time off of work and fucking this. And it's like, well,
yeah,
prospect for a motorcycle club.
It's always, you know, matters of levels. I mean, if you genuinely can't get off work, don't have the PTO or whatever, we get it.
Yeah. And there is that, right?
But it's like, a question of priorities.
Yes. Yeah. So this is okay. So let me ask you this, right?
Lay it on.
Let's say your sponsor or your prospect says, he lets you know up front. He's like, hey man, look, like I know our mandatory national run is going to be in this state this year or whatever. And I know it's mandatory, but that's also during the same time that I have a hunting trip with my dad. And I never miss that hunting trip. Haven't missed that hunting trip since I was 12 years old. Well, that's mandatory then. What do you do?
That's a tough one. That's really tough. So I think that's an individual question. Is it a deal breaker that he misses it? Probably not. But what's he going to do to mitigate that? You know, is he going to explain it to the brothers, not just to a sponsor? How's he going to, I don't want to say fix it, but how's he going to make things understandable to everybody else if he misses it?
Yeah.
So some clubs, though, and there are some high-level clubs, that would be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
For us, not necessarily a deal breaker, but you miss the Nationals, that's a big fucking deal. And there better be a real good excuse. I don't want to say that it's the end all be all, but it better be explained well.
Yeah,
is how I would put it.
Yeah, I like that. I don't feel comfortable talking about how my club looks at it. Just because I don't, you know, like I'm still a new full patch member, right? I'm still trying to feel my way out through this new part of my journey. And I don't want to misspeak.
Well, I can tell you the number one thing is, and there's, my Nationals talk to me about, you know, the podcast and the writing and all. Never put yourself in a position where you're talking for your club.
Yeah. Yes. That's also a good lesson for a prospect.
Yeah, you do not talk for anybody, not even yourself sometimes. So shut the fuck up. We even got a pen that says shut the fuck up.
That's good advice. Shut the fuck up.
So yeah, prospects, learn. Get to know everybody. That's your main job. Your main job is to get to know your future family, number one. Number two, learn how to move in and out of the motorcycle club community, because one day you will represent your club. And three, learn all about your club, the history, the people, why you're there. What's the character? What's the makeup of your club, and how do they move, and how do they think about things, you know, because you're going to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a, so how can a prospect set themselves up for success?
Well, really, I really believe it's just authenticity.
Honesty.
Right?
Yeah.
Just it's and yeah, honesty. Just dude, don't try to hide shit, because it's gonna come. I don't know how, but there has been some shit that I thought didn't matter. Months into my prospect journey, I would have somebody ask me, so what about this, man? Fuck, I forgot.
Hey, remember when you said this?
I forgot all about that. I'm like, how come you didn't bring that up? Be like, dude, I forgot about it. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm sorry. Yeah. But it's not like people are like digging for an answer.
Yeah.
Like, it, a lot of times shit just fucking comes up and it's just like, wait a minute. Prospect knows about that. Why does prospect know about that?
Oh, you're talking about club business.
You know. Well, no, like I mean, it could be fucking anything. Like, if you have something shady in your past, or...
Who doesn't?
You know, I mean, what we would consider shady.
What if it's all shade? What do you do then?
Fair. Fair. This little light of mine. But...
So just be honest.
Just be honest. Be yourself. Right? Because every club has enough fucking hitters. Every club has enough scholars. Every club has enough partiers. You're not needed anywhere. Right? And that's important to remember. You, me, Drifter, we're not needed in our clubs. We are wanted in our clubs.
And so the club is bigger than you.
100%. Right?
And we'll hopefully be there long after you're gone.
I bring no skill set to my club, right? And don't think that you have to have some certain sort of skill set to like add value to the club. If you're a good human being, that's your added value.
Well, if you do have skills, though,
I mean, help the club out. Help. I'm not saying that, but I'm also not saying like you have to go to fucking MMI to get whatever fucking brand specific certificate and be like, this is what I bring to the club now. No, you are as long as you're a good human being, that's what you bring to your fucking club.
A good brother. That's the best thing.
But also at the end of the day, you got to remember, I don't need any more brothers. Right. So you got to figure out where you fit in there and just be yourself. Because if you're going to add value by just being a good person and that's just who you are authentically, then yeah, absolutely. I would want to hang out with you. I want to get to know you a little bit better and see where maybe you do fit in my club. But don't feel that you got to like bring anything else other than that. Like that's mandatory.
But you do have to bring a prospect kit. What's in your prospect kit?
Well, nothing now. I'm not prospecting. No, man. I carried, 6-7 pounds of marijuana.
back to that.
No, man. I think, what all did I have? I had a bunch of headache medicine. I had a toolkit, tire kit, med kit. You know, basic first aid triage stuff. So like my Navy Marine Corps folks that like the TCCC bag, that was always with me. The leg one, not the big backpack.
Let me just say, I know two brothers who are alive today because other brothers, they weren't prospect, but other brothers had those kits.
Yeah. So, and know how to use them.
Yeah.
Right. Don't just go buy all this shit to all the prospects out there listening or all the potential sponsors out there making a list. We need a fucking trauma kit. And then they Google trauma kit, build a trauma kit, and now you don't know how to use it. You know what I mean? So like get the training, learn how to use it. I had a real basic I still keep all that shit in my saddlebag. I have a real basic toolkit. I think it goes up to a 1/2-inch socket and the associated millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what second place uses. You know what I mean? Millimeters. I don't know what the equivalent. You mean
the people that don't go to the moon?
Yeah. Yeah. You got two types of measurements. You got the metric system and those who made it to the moon.
Yeah.
First.
So, anyway. Now we're getting
started. Yeah. So basic toolkit. I kept a.
It does.
I got to tighten the chair. Thanks for putting my fucking business
fucking
out there.
No, you're trying to make that's, it sound like that's, a fart.
That was
camera.
My chair. I fucking because my kids just plopped down in these motherfuckers and screws back themselves out, and it wasn't Drifter having an old man fart. I promise you, I don't smell anything. But no, a basic toolkit, med kit, tire kit. I highly recommend a tire kit.
Mm-hmm.
I kept because that stuff didn't take up too much room, I kept one of the Ryobi tire pumps in my bag. And I'd swap the batteries out periodically. I would highly recommend finding a small, like jumper kit.
Yeah.
That was one thing I, that was one thing I never had. Luckily I never,
they make
actually,
small.
No. I did need it one time actually. And I didn't fucking have it. But we ended up getting him back on the road. He was okay. And then you have all the stuff that you're going to carry on your person, you know, for all the single dudes out there, you're going to wear, you're going to have condoms for them. And then maybe double check to see if anybody's allergic to latex. You don't want to be that prospect that handed a patch holder a latex condom to come to find out later that they are allergic to latex. Yeah. So maybe go ahead and fucking figure that one out. Tampons, right? So tampons, everybody's like, oh yeah, it's for fucking pegging, fucking blah, 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 fucking trying to be the tough guy shit, right? One, if you don't have any gauze, the cotton on there, you can just peel it, like you open the tampon up, separate it, you can peel the cotton off there. It works as well as gauze does. That's why you carry tampons. On top of the fact, you're going to have people around who are married to women who sometimes have this wonderful time of the month. And sometimes that would be nice to have.
I think we've crossed way over the line now.
I still ain't said no shit that you said like last week.
They don't want to hear this shit.
So condoms, tampons,
lighter,
chewing gum. Keep a couple lighters on you. Mm-hmm. Pens, pencils, markers.
Something to write notes on.
Oh, absolutely. You have your prospect book. Yo, so I don't know if you know this, but it like McFucking rains in Virginia. And so there I was. I got caught in a rainstorm, and my prospect book was in my pocket where it was supposed to be.
Not in a Ziploc bag?
Not in a Ziploc bag, though. So, fun fact, I would keep at least your book and a pen and a marker in a Ziploc bag tucked in there. So you don't have to go through what I went through.
So we have cards that have to be signed for certain things, right? So the guy's always carrying his cards. And they're, you know, about like that.
About like what? Like it.
And so we found that old CD, DVD cases work really well to carry them in. So, of course, my favorite prospect gets a porno one. Not only did he get a porno CD, but the porno DVD is in there still. So in addition to signing his card, I get to pick out my favorite picture.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
And you know who you are. Keep up the good work.
Good job, dude. Good job. Is this man still a prospect?
Yes.
Oh, well, good luck. Good luck, senor. Ooh, is it Nathaniel?
It may or may not be.
Oh, it may or may not be. Do I get to meet Nathaniel one day?
Yeah.
Can I be drunk when I do it?
Oh, God.
I'm not going to harass him, I promise.
So a typical Tuesday is what you're telling me.
It's Monday.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Anyway, so prospect and sponsors is a special relationship, and it needs to work back and forth. The prospect has to be completely open and honest with his sponsor, because that's the gateway to the club. And it, but it works the other way. Yeah. Sponsor has to set his prospect up for success. Yeah. Whatever it is you know that your chapter or your club needs to see in a prospect, that's what you got to make sure that you impart into this guy.
Yeah.
You know, set him up for success. Give him all the knowledge. He's going to do all the things that are necessary, but he has to know, first of all, what is necessary. So make sure you give that to him.
Boom. That part, what he said. Double down. I approve.
This shit's starting to drag now, man.
We've been carrying this. Dude, I was raised by a village, you know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying anything ill about my sponsor. I absolutely love my sponsor.
Not, he's bigger than you.
Fucking say shit about mountain him. Of a man, not just physically, but metaphorically speaking, right? I ain't gonna lie, dude. When because my club does things a certain way, I'm not gonna put that out. But when he became my sponsor, I was just like, oh, because I was intimidated by him. And it's not his attitude or anything like that. He's got a very just like laid back, chill, let's just fucking have a good time attitude, right? Mm-hmm. But just who he is as a man, like he just sets the fucking standard for everything. And it's intimidating to try to live up to that. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, I gotta be like Angel? Like that, what?
Like, well, it's good that you do have that so that, you know, something you can pattern yourself off for. And some prospects will come to you and they're looking for that. They're looking for accountability. They're looking for, you know, how can I make myself better kind of thing. And some prospects come and, you know, they get that. So a good sponsor needs to know that.
Yeah.
A good sponsor needs to tailor how he's going to sponsor this project, to this prospect, to how this prospect actually is.
Well, do you want to start, not obviously with like names and specific examples, but like what are some traits that you've seen in prospects that haven't made it, so that hopefully some of these guys that are listening that are maybe going through their journey, or we got some sponsors that are listening to this. What are some traits that you look that you closely associate with dog shit prospects that end up not making it?
Well, I can tell you straight up, the number one is if the old ladies and the children especially are uncomfortable around this guy, he's fucking gone. You know what I mean?
Yep. So
old
ladies,
if you are that guy, don't even fucking come near a club.
Yeah, dude. If my wife gets it, like straight up, like if my wife gets a bad feeling about you, like you're not gonna be the first option to come over to dinner.
And
you know what I mean?
We're kind of dancing around the subject, but we know exactly what we're talking about here. If a guy, especially around the children, makes the children feel uncomfortable, like, oh, why is he saying this? And why is he looking at me like this? Keep walking, dude, because it won't be good for you.
100%.
So that's number one. But
that's number one.
Back mainly to your question, guys that are too arrogant, guys that are
Please say entitled.
Entitled, sure. Oh. They think, oh, I'm too old to you know, serve the table. Or I'm too well established. Or, you know, I was in another club. I was a president in another club. I don't need to be serving the table. Well, you got to serve the table before you can be a part of the table. And you got to serve the table before you can lead the table one day. So get off your high horse and be a prospect.
I look at like their willingness to work. A lot.
Help out,
dude. If let's say I'm at a big event, right? Mm-hmm. There's probably, we'll just say there's like 300 patch holders there, and there's 30 prospects, mm-hmm. if that, right? You're gonna see your rock star prospects, the guys that are speed walking everywhere. Because they already been yelled at about running, right? Like, don't fucking run, you're gonna kill yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't run, you're gonna kill yourself.
So as we go through this, well, those are little nuggets. We'll call that nuggets. That's nugget one. This. Don't run, you're gonna kill yourself.
Yes. But you'll see the guys like speed walking or walking with a purpose.
Yeah.
Because and they're working, mm-hmm. right? It's like, hey, fucking, like, all right, cool. And like they're working, and you see somebody like, hey, prospect, fucking on your way back, can you bring me this kind of beer? Like, oh, yeah, you got it, so and so. Cool. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking for that prospect. Fuck, he just told my brother he's going to come back with fucking whatever it was. Am I going to see him? And if I see him, is it going to be within a reasonable amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to see those prospects, you're looking around, they're always hanging out, smoking cigarettes. Milking the shit out of a real easy job. You know, like I've seen like to use as an example, or restocking a cooler, mm-hmm. right? And it was mostly water with like a little bit of ice kind of floating around in it. You just dump a fucking beer in there. This dude was like one by one sitting the cans in. And it wasn't even like set up nice. Like he was just like,
yeah,
dropping them in one by one. It's just like, that motherfucker just milking his shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so if you don't think nobody sees you, trust me, they see you.
Oh, yeah. And it's probably, I would say, usually not a good thing if you are, like, if you know you're milking a job and some random patch holder comes up to you and says, hey, man, who's your sponsor? It's usually not good. It's usually not good. So just be wary of that, right? Because we all have a standard that we have to hold for our club. And I would hate to call the guy that shirked his duties. He never fucking worked, and there was always an excuse and blah, blah, blah. All these other reasons that we're getting ready to list out. I would hate to call that dude brother when he couldn't put in the same work that everybody else did.
Yeah, so no lazies.
No lazies.
Don't be lazy.
Give me one.
Well, I got prospect nugget number two.
Ooh, nugget number two.
Never spend your own money. You will go broke.
Yes.
If the brothers say, hey, run to the store, pick me up this, or hey, we need another beer run, there you go. Where's the card? Where's the money?
Yep.
Do not spend your own money. You will be tempted, and you will think that, oh, you know, if I just go run real quick and use my own money to buy this beer or whatever, you know, that'll make me look good. No, it really doesn't, because it's important to us as a club that you have your boundaries. Nobody's going to take advantage of you. And I'm not saying that the brothers are doing that. All I'm saying is that we want to see you stand up for yourself, and we don't want you to go broke and get in trouble with your family because you're spending money that you don't have on guys so they can drink.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I will say this. I had a visiting prospect, actually. Mm-hmm. No, we were having a good night. A couple of us needed cigarettes. We ran out of cigarettes, and there's a convenience store that sells cigarettes kind of near the house. And say, hey, prospect, needs you to gather people's money up. Ask anybody if they need anything from this store. So, oh, okay, cool. Come back. And I noticed that he's like, he's not handing people their cards back. He's not handing people cash back. And like, so I called him the end of the bar where I was sitting. I was like, hey, did you fucking pay for all that? Or did you just forget to give everybody their shit back? He's like, no. And it was the same. It was just that. It was like, hey, I just wanted to go get it knocked out real quick. Come back.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. How much do we owe you? Because he bought me cigarettes. I was like, he's like, oh, dude, don't worry about it. So-and-so. I got it. No. Open your fucking bank account right exactly. Now. So after a couple minutes arguing with him, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Who's your sponsor? Hey, brother, can you please have your fucking prospect open his bank account? I need to see his bank app so I can see how much he spent at this store, because he didn't take anybody's money here. And one, the club is not going to take advantage of this prospect. And it never really just looks good that you
yeah. spent your own money and, on the club. And that's not sustainable. So you no. might think it shows that you really want to be your brother. It shows that you want to do things for these people you want to call brother one day. And I get it. That's a fair sentiment to have. However, it's not sustainable. Yeah. And eventually you'll get to the point where, man, all I do is give and these motherfuckers just take, and it'll change how you feel about these men you want to call brother. Mm-hmm. So don't do that. Don't spend your own money.
Exactly. You know, if you want to, and I was told this, if you want to gift somebody something because they helped you along with your journey, or they stood out to you along your walk or whatever, cool. Get a plan together for a gift or something like that.
Yeah. And that's something elaborate.
After you make it.
Yeah, sure. I have.
If you make it.
I have gifts that I give out, and it's a Indian head nickel. I bought a whole stack of them, right? From 1937 when the club was founded.
I never got it.
Because you're not in a club, goddamn it. So it's just a fucking nickel from 1937, but it means a lot. You know, the brothers that I give these to, they know what it means. You know, they know the sentiment behind it. So if you are thinking about a gift, you know, because you're a prospect and you got patched in and you really want to thank somebody, unless you're my prospect, then I like Corvettes and hot rods and that sort of stuff. But it's the sentiment that matters more than what it actually is. You know, I have pins that I wear. I got things that I keep in my pocket that nobody would even think twice about, but because a brother gave it to me and I know what it meant for him to give me that, that's what makes it special.
I kind of unrelated, but I have a couple of stones that one of my brother's children gave me.
Oh yeah,
when I was a prospect.
Yeah,
they still stay with me.
See, it's things like that.
Yeah, stones, fucking stones. But
right on.
You know, they know the meaning behind it. I know the meaning behind it, and that's why they stay with me.
I like it.
What else? There's got to be. We can't end with two, three. We got to do three or four.
Oh. What we don't want to see in a prospect?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got arrogance and we got shady shit.
Arrogance, shady and late. Well, those were kind of the same.
And laziness.
Laziness.
So, as a prospect, here's prospect nugget number three. Keep them laughing, right? We don't want some fucking sourpuss, some super serious. You can't keep that up. Nobody wants to be around that guy all the time, right? So as you go through, have fun with your prospect time. Make people laugh. Throw the jokes out there, man. Just have a good time, and people will see that. They'll pick up on that, and they'll have a good time with you. What?
I fully support that. I didn't know what my like left and right lateral limits were with jokes.
Well, you'll find out, and it's different with each brother.
But you know, fucking corny dad jokes, right? People either absolutely love them or they hate them.
Yeah.
Right, but you're gonna get a reaction either way.
That's true. Yeah.
And I know most of my brothers have, well, at the time, my prospective brothers, right, had young children.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, dad jokes all day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I remember the first one I hit him with. And it took him a minute. I was like, oh no, I just embarrassed the shit out of myself. And everybody started laughing at it. I was like, thank God. Yeah, but it was, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Well, I don't
know. One's really heavy and the other's a little lighter.
Oh God. All right, fucker. I'll get you back.
Okay.
What's Irish and stays out all night long?
What?
Patty O' Furniture. See you later. We'll be here all night, folks. Tip your waiter.
Oh, that's amazing. Patty O' Furniture.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, man. I got to get that out a few times before I fucking air this episode.
All right.
Copyright Drifter, 13 Rebels. I'm safe.
So, yeah, just have a good time. And even if you're not the witty joker kind of guy, just have fun. People will pick up on that.
Oh, that is number four, actually.
So, going reverse that. What I don't want to see in a prospect is some guy that's always super serious and like, you know, you want to kill that guy, I'll kill that guy. Oh, fuck that, dude. I don't want to be around that guy all the time. There's a time and place for that kind of shit, but 99.9% of the time, this ain't it.
Yeah. I would say my last one is get comfortable, but not too comfortable.
Prospect nugget?
Prospect nugget.
Right.
That's my last one. Get comfortable, but not too comfortable. Right. Know who you're talking to. Know your surroundings, your situation. You know, because some patch holders they encourage, you know, the prospect to open up and talk and fucking this and that in the correct setting. Some do not. Some, hey, I don't want to hear you speak fucking at all ever. And that's okay. I can fucking tell a brother he's wrong. Now, if he's getting out of line, he's getting disrespectful, that's different. But, you know, one of my brothers, he told me while I was prospecting. He was like, dude, I like you right now. So I was like, fuck, what do you mean right now? He's like, I like you right now, but I don't know who the fuck you're going to be once I put a patch on your back. He's like, and that's what I got to worry about. He's like, you know, yeah. I like you right now, but I could hate you if I ever fucking decide to give you a yes vote.
And that happens. That's so, why. You know, you got to do the prospect phase very well, very thorough, so you know what kind of guy you're getting.
Yeah.
As best you can.
Which goes back to the prospects. Just be authentic. is be who you are, unapologetically who you are, and be open to growth and change. You know, because, you know, I know dudes who were, you know, they were all about the club life and now they're pretty anti-club. We know dudes who were anti-club who are phenomenal fucking brothers now. You know, so, you know, be open to growth and change. Be a human being, you know.
And here's my last prospect nugget. Don't say it like that. So
he's going to give you his last little nugget.
Okay, Barry White. Do you even know who Barry White is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So take your time. This is slow jog. It's not a race. This is supposed to be for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
You're supposed to spend, I mean, it's like a marriage, man. You're supposed to spend the rest of your life with this club because it's the right club for you, and you get what you need out of it, and it gets what it needs out of you. So take your time. Don't be in a rush. If it's a prospect time, live that time. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. It takes as long as it takes.
Yep.
Just enjoy it.
Yep.
Nice, slow is smooth, and smooth is fast.
Yep. 1,000%, man. It's not, you know, people ask you how many days you had or whatever. You know, I mean, outside the club, people ask you how many days you had. You know, the typical response, and obviously varies from club to club, but it's some form of not enough.
I know. I hate that.
You know what I mean?
Prospects have to say that for some reason, wherever they are. I get it. But whenever I ask you, I want to know the days. Tell me the fucking days.
If you're a 13 rebel.
No, we do it too.
Oh, okay.
That's my personal thing.
Yeah.
If I ask you, tell me the days.
I'm telling you right now, if you're a prospect for the club that I'm a member of, not enough.
And we do it too.
Shut up. But, I'm just giving shit. Yeah, if you want it, the amount of days that you prospect shouldn't matter. You know, I know men who are, well, I'm not going to give out their personal information. We'll just say well in excess of the minimum. And their dedication was never questioned. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they made it and nobody can question that dude's dedication. Nobody can question his motives for being here. They all know why he's here and he's got it in his heart. And I'm fucking proud to call that man my brother. You know what I mean? And if it means something to you, the amount of days that you're past the minimum shouldn't fucking matter to you. You can keep account of them. They're important.
You shouldn't even know the minimum.
Oh, well, we let them know.
We don't.
This is the bare minimum. Yeah. And just because that's the minimum doesn't mean you're going to make it right then and there. Yeah. I will let you know straight up. I went past the minimum.
Well, we knew that.
Fuck you. Fuck you, sir. Fuck you. But
you got anything else for these good people before we let them go?
No, I think I'm going to go fucking... I got a bottle of Jameson in the garage calling my name.
Right on.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get finished getting tuned up. We're still getting back at it. So... give us a break for a little bit, all right? We just want to lay down a couple episodes, kind of get our feet back under us. We're going to get the usual suspects back on. Road Dirt's been hitting us up, trying to get this back on track. So we're obviously going to get that wonderful man back on the show.
The gang's all here.
The gang's all here, baby. Well, the gang's all here. I'm going to shut the fuck up. So
bye.
We'll see you next week.